With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. If you have a kid in the school system, you know that there is one ingredient, one word that kind of can stop snack time in its track. That is peanuts, especially if there's an allergy in that group of kiddos associated with yours. Lauren Highfill-Williams, Director of Communications with the National Peanut Board.
A lot of people are surprised to know that about 2% of the population has a peanut allergy. A lot of people think that it's much more. So it's certainly a very, very serious issue for the folks that have a peanut allergy. This has been an issue that the National Peanut Board has been committed to really since day one. And we've invested more than $33 million in food allergy outreach and education.
How cool is this? Lauren told me that some of this research is actually in the prevention of peanut allergies.
New guidelines came out from the federal government that say introducing peanut foods as early as 4 to 6 months can actually prevent the development of a peanut allergy by up to 86%, which is really phenomenal that you can take such a simple intervention like feeding thinned peanut butter to a baby within that first year of life to decrease their chances of developing a peanut allergy.
If you are interested in learning more, there is a website for that, preventpeanutallergies.org. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.